call the meeting to order. Apologize, and it's one of those days where there was no margin for error, including cleaning one of the lanes of the 35 of 94 coming over. So, motion would be in order to approve the minutes of our January 5th meeting.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Any comments, edits? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? I don't have any announcements. Are there any announcements anyone else has? Good. The way we like to proceed with the review of candidates is to move through the two district ones first, because they're the smaller numbers. Tradition is that we interview, for example, in the at-large, up to 8, but we're not mandated by that, so we could do more, but that's something we can decide as we go along. The first district has only... Well, that's only two candidates, and I think if we can pull your numbers out by
the districts,
the two first district candidates are 14 and 15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does everybody have a packet?
I don't either. If you have it, if not, I can share with Bill.
I'll be happy to share.
I can share with Gene, too.
I'm actually, I need notes. I thought 14 was okay.
Yeah, that's...
Also, our tradition is that we advance incumbents. So we can decide about that, but the tradition is we can advance incumbents. We're happy to have incumbents interviewed. So our candidate pool for the first district is 2. And Chair would, in this one, entertain a motion to advance both of them, to give ourselves that option.
So move.
Second. Discussion about that.
I'd like to have us do further discussion.
Okay. On which candidate?
On the incumbent.
Okay. Then we'll have that discussion. Yvonne?
Mr. Chair and members, I was disappointed that somebody who had been on the board for 6 years could not answer the essay part in any depth. In fact, I viewed it to be flippant, that first question. And I seriously question whether somebody who served for 6 years would come with such a flippant answer on number one. That, to me, sets the tone for the whole discussion. And I felt it was inappropriate for someone who has served in that position and wishes to continue to give this kind of flippant answer.
Any other comments? Yes. Lisa?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I can certainly appreciate the comments. I think probably you're not alone in that conclusion. I guess my thought is that it seems to me that with only two candidates, that we really ought to interview them both. I think it's quite a statement if we only interview one person. Now, that's just how I look at the world, majority rules. But I just think that we're better served if we actually interview both of them. But that's just my feeling.
Yes, Nancy.
Well, I'm going to sit on the fence and say, particularly in comparison to candidate 13, who is also an incumbent, who gave quite extensive and thoughtful responses, it was a stark contrast to look at 14. Absolutely. Having said that, 14, I don't believe, went through this process and was appointed by the governor and picked outside the process. So given that, I think he's going to be picked again. Mm-hmm. But that's just an opinion.
Our just on that last sentence, we've tried to second guess what the governor is going to do, and we've been inevitably wrong. So I think our job is to advance them and or to make our own independent judgment quite independent of what we think the government might do, because we well know they'll do their own thing. Yes?
Just a process in that standpoint. So we'll bring them up. We'll interview them. Is there any possibility we would not pass both on to the governor? Because we always say we're going to pass a pool on, not a single individual.
We had that happen once before while I've been here, where we've actually advanced one and simply said there wasn't a pool. Our goal is 2 to 4 per opening, but if one or the other, if both get advanced, one or the other doesn't pass, then we do one. We can't manufacture them. Yes.
Mr. Chair, I do agree with Yvonne's analysis. I was a little taken aback myself and arrogant and a little glib, you know, one of my initial reactions. But with that being said, I do think we'll have to bring both of them forth for an interview.
I want to say that I agree with Yvonne about this candidate. And I guess I base that on the fact some of the things that have been done with this board. But out of courtesy, I think people should advance. And that's what I would like to do. But I don't know if you should recommend him to go forward after the interview. That would be a decision that we could make.
That's the decision at that time.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
But I would...
I agree. That's fine. I just wanted to get it in the record that whatever we're doing, that this is mm-hmm. unsatisfactory.
Absolutely. And I second that emotion. Yeah. And we third it, too.
So the record will show disappointment with his answers to the
application
questions. There is a motion on the floor to advance the 2 first district and second. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay, so that's 2. Then in the 5th, 8th district, we have 5. Nope, we have 6. 6 candidates. And we could advance as many as we want. So let's take them in numeric order. I think I have right. Oh. Yes, we actually have. Sally, am I getting this mixed up? We actually have 6.
There's actually an additional to the 8th district. Candidate number 1 had listed his legislative district instead of congressional district, so only checked at large.
So he is in the 8th?
So candidate number 1 is, I just pulled that yesterday.
Okay.
So
okay.
He's in the 8th district.
Candidate number 1 is also in the 8th.
Well, do you want recommendations, Mr. Chair?
Sure.
Okay, I'd say number 1 would be no.
I would second that.
I agree with that. Mm-hmm.
Any further conversation around candidate number 1? Anyone want to make a case for him? Motion is to not interview number 1. Any further conversation? Is there a second to that, I should say?
Second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Candidate number 3.
Mr. Chair, in my notes, I had written no for number 3.
I guess I had written yes for number 3.
I had also written yes for number 3.
Okay.
Well, to balance it out, I've written up no.
Well, I wrote yes.
I wrote no.
Should we do just a hand?
Sure.
Normally, if a majority, is that okay? If a majority wants the interview, we'll do the interview.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So this will be. I want to ask for a hand on number 3,
Mr.
Yes,
Mr. Chair. Just a thought. Would it help us at all if there are some we all strongly agree on, so that if we're on the bubble with the 4th one, that have we ever done that? Where you just set this aside for a bit and then make. Yeah, I'd like to know who the others are before I decide. 2 on the bubble ones.
Okay. No, we did that last time. I think we went through with the options.
Okay, so let's leave. We'll leave number 3 on the bubble. think there's a split.
Yeah.
A split.
Maybe we don't have.
And go to number four.
Well, I seem to be the first to speak up, Mr. Chair. I would say yes on number four.
Yeah, he was impressive. I would agree.
Were there any, I'll just do this sort of formally, were there any no's on number four? Motion would be in order to advance number four.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any further discussion on number four? Then number four advances from the 8th District. Number 8.
11.
Sorry. 11. That's the one I got wrong. Number 11.
No.
Yes. I think I
have
no.
Number 11. I've heard a no and a yes.
Yes.
I thought yes also. So.
Better vote.
Should we put it on a bubble or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll put it on the first pass bubble.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Then number 13.
Yes.
Yes.
You got to do
it. Yeah. That's our responsive incumbent.
Yes. No, I know him, and he's incredible.
Yeah. All in favor of 13, say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. We debate it. Two. Did I hear a comment? Okay. And then number 17.
Mr.
Yes.
I gave that one a no.
Mm-hmm. No.
So did I.
I did too.
Oh. Oh, I did too. I saw this.
No.
Was there anyone with a yes for number 17?
It's just really amazing.
It goes
yeah.
Relatively
just
quickly.
Astounding.
Yeah. A motion would be in order to not interview 17.
So moved.
There's a second. Is there any discussion, further discussion on candidate 17? Okay. All in favor of not interviewing, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Then we have two that we're interviewing and two that are on the bubble. And a little editorializing. Two's a little not small for us, and so we might want to talk about each one in a little different light that we have two, but it's also up to you. Your time's precious as well. So let's go back in order. Number three. Yes, Nancy?
I think I heard things a little differently. Could we perhaps have a hand vote on number 11 yes and no's?
Sure. Would that be permission?
That's fine.
Permitted?
I thought okay. 11 was on the bubble.
No objection.
Yeah.
We had 11 and 3 on the bubble.
We're gonna have a hand vote on 11 and 3.
Because
I heard it differently.
What did you hear? I heard many more yeses than no's.
For number 11?
Yeah. But I could be wrong.
Let's you want to do 11 before 3?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hand vote all in favor of advancing number 11 to the round of interviews. Raise your hand. Okay. And no's?
Four. Five.
So by majority vote, 11 would be advanced. Are you okay with that? Okay. All right. So now this maybe becomes a context for number 3.
I have no.
Sure, let's have a discussion.
Because this one I had marked as one of the highest on my ranking. I don't know any background other than what I see on this paper. So if people have additional background, I can share.
Okay. Yes, Nancy?
I had a question on his references. I'm a little confused. Minnesota State University, number one on his references, lists the organization as Minnesota State University Wadena. I've never heard of that. Have you, Eva?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
It's a technical college.
It's a technical college.
But is it a university?
No, it's not.
No.
No. It's, okay.
It's Wadena.
So it's...
elevated in his mind.
Okay, that's fine. I'm just trying to figure out what it is.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Janet?
Mr. Chair, just as a rather general remark as we go through these, the concern I had on many of these is we lack some diversity in their backgrounds. We've got a lot of applications for people involved in education, and that was a little bit of the criteria I used. I looked for a little more well-rounded background in assessing these applicants.
But maybe that'll come out in the interview.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. Because we do have that interview question.
Right, we do.
So that could come out in the interview.
Carl?
Mr. Chair, is there a conflict of interest with what he's doing? He's selling to schools across the country. He contracts for services. Would that be a conflict of interest?
How did he answer the conflict of interest question?
Well, I don't know about that. I was just reading where he put... He does contract purchasing, risk management, administrative and special needs services on behalf of the members, which are 31,000 school districts and cities and schools across the United States. So if he sits on the board, is that going to be a conflict of interest?
Oh, I'm going to recuse myself.
Could be.
Yes.
His answer to the question is that he's aware of the statute and has had experience enforcing it. So I don't know the answer. If it's built in substantively, that it's...
He does say he's retiring from his current position.
Mm. Right. That's right. He will retire before this takes off. So.
I'm sure he'd still have contacts at his
sure.
company.
Yeah.
It's like a congressman retiring and becomes a lobbyist.
Right. Yep. Other comments? I think that background question is that's a general characteristic of this pool of candidates this year, that they really come out of the education field, many do.
No.
They need to have well-rounded people.
I think we ought to go no on three.
Yeah. Should we do a handbook to see? How many would advance? We have three in the candidate pool for the 8th district.
And how many do we usually like to forward on as governor?
Two to four. So that's legislatively what we're asked to do. So this would be our fourth candidate for interviews. Those that would advance. Number three, raise your hand. Two. And not. Okay. Well, we're down to three candidates before eight. Okay. Now we have the at-large. The at-large pool is always interesting. Because it tends to be larger than the two districts, and that's clearly the case this year. So I think we just go by order, shall we?
Yep.
And see where we go.
Now, can we take out those that we've already decided on?
Yes. I think if they weren't ready for a district, they weren't ready for at-large. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Absolutely.
Then item number two.
Mr. Chair, are we going to employ the same practice of trying to find the ones where there's real consensus first and then...
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
So number two.
Mr. Chair, he didn't impress me to where he stood out very much, and I had... there's nothing that really... says that he would be a good trustee.
I would second that.
Okay, let's do this quick. Were there any persons that advanced number two? Okay,
two.
Dean
number
did.
Three. Because he has some experience
and
benefits and that kind of thing.
Yeah,
that's
I had him
down.
Yeah.
And to me, that's very strong for the ministry people. They need to have some background like that.
Well,
we don't have the mixed
Okay. On a first pass, then we'll put him on the bubble.
On the bubble.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number. Okay, I'm out of order.
Five.
What happened? Oh, yeah, well, we did four. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So number four is on the bubble.
Mr. Chair, is a hand on.
Yes. Nancy?
I'd like to address a rather odd situation. Can you tell me, please, is it appropriate to have a husband and wife on the Board of Trustees?
No.
I don't think so.
I would say no.
Would be a good idea.
No.
I don't think it would be a good idea. Because number five does... currently have a spouse who is serving.
Oh, seriously?
Oh, I didn't
know that. We didn't know that.
Yeah, we didn't know it.
We need to say no to this because that's a conflict.
Can I see number five?
Is that the conflict? That's what I was wondering about.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
Let's talk first of all just about her as standalone, and then we can decide that question of conflict of interest in a spousal relationship. But
in the question,
do we know
that? Mr. Chairman,
they have a policy. Miski does have a policy for people who are spouses not working in the same units and departments. And they recently passed that, I guess, two or 3 years ago.
Why don't we set her aside for right now?
With
that information not part of our materials, can we bring that into our discussion?
The fact she didn't reveal it is significant.
Yes, we can bring in information beyond, particularly if we know somebody.
Okay.
So we did it with Tom Rainier, for example.
Okay.
So this is not just the application.
I say no.
That's what I say no.
I say no.
I'm just opening it.
Did anybody have her before that fact became apparent as a yes?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. So let me recommend, let's put her on the bubble for right now and then come back to this discussion later.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Number six. And I don't know if you can.
She's applied before.
She has.
Yeah. I can't remember what I
was.
We
asked her.
Okay.
It appeared that way.
There's nothing on education.
Right.
Oh, I'm missing a page.
Are we on the education page?
I think she's really answered
our
questions.
Number six?
Number
okay.
six.
She
more or less tried to number six. Yeah, she did. And she was governor, one of Carlson's appointees.
Oh, okay.
That was another board.
Yeah.
Quick comments about number six?
I put a yes.
Yeah, I put a yes, Ms.
We've passed it
home.
You heard her before.
Yeah, we passed it home before the government.
Yeah.
Do you want the education?
Very impressive.
It's the education.
The education page did not combine, but in the absence of that, am I? You want to wait for 6 days? See the education page?
Yes, that would be nice.
Okay, then we're putting that aside for right now. Number eight.
Seven.
I'm forgetting that word.
And that's a no.
No.
Doesn't seem to.
If we can do this fast.
I'm worried about your airplane.
There we go.
I guess I just had a procedural question. This applicant had their adjunct faculty at a current Minsky institution. Does that disqualify them from the board?
I don't think anybody just because you work for the show of hands, and that's because I think it's silent because you now must know I vote. Yeah, it's not an automatic. But I'm hearing some no. No, I'm all no. Okay, no references. So number seven will not be invited for an interview.
That's correct.
Okay. Now number eight. Sorry about that.
I have a no.
I have a no on number eight.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the fence on that one.
Good.
Well, I hear some no's. Are there any yeses?
For number eight.
I had a little hard time reading his... there seem to be some. No, I guess it's not this one.
No.
But is there consensus to not move forward?
I think so.
Is there anybody that had a yes for number eight? Okay, then number eight will be will be passed over for interview. Number nine?
Yes.
Yeah. I really like number nine.
He's a shoe in.
I like his background in science and technology.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yep.
So all in favor of nine, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nine is advanced. I believe that is our first pass on that large.
Yeah.
So number 10.
I like number 10.
I had an idea.
Yeah,
my idea.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
This side's more verbal than this side, but that's okay.
For the talkative one.
All in favor of advancing 10, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 10 it is. There's no sense fighting City Hall when we get it going. So, number 12.
No, 11.
12.
Oh, no. 11.
No, we did 11.
We did 11.
Oh, yeah. We got 11 on. Number 12.
Yes.
I like 12.
Yes.
I like
the 12. I do too.
Now look at the other side of the room.
This is
the stuff. Hello? Is
there no smoke signal?
You're tilting the ship over there.
They
got all the women on.
Oh, fine.
I just never saw
it. We know she has a plane.
Absolutely, yes.
Somebody with a plane to catch?
She is, and I'm driving her, so
that's
motivating.
Well, I believe in quarter to three, so.
Okay.
Okay, all in favor of 12, say aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Sure.
She didn't say anything, so I was worried.
It's fine.
Okay,
don't
great.
Worry.
Good. Number 16.
I had a no.
I had a yes. That's going to be a
okay, we've got one no and one yes.
I have a yes, too.
What happened to...
It was a no.
It's Robert Johnson.
Oh, of course, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you went to Harvard.
Thank you.
One of the other gentlemen.
Thank you.
You mentioned
science.
Okay, I've heard one yes and one no. Are there other yeses?
On 16?
No, I know. Are there mostly no's?
No,
we have
no.
Let me see. Let me see the show hands. The no's for 16.
Okay.
I guess
I'm actually
noise.
That's majority.
Okay.
Is the minority okay?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. They're agreeable. They're amenable.
Yes. They got ahead of us on that one.
18, yes.
We need to interview her.
Yes is on it. 12.
All in favor of 18 being advanced, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 18. And then 19.
Yes.
Okay. All in favor of 19, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed? No. Okay, so where we stand now is 5 have been advanced. 9, 10, 12, 18, and 19. Okay. Is that Sally?
Yep.
Now, we've got the educational attainment.
2, 5, and
7.
So let's just go in reverse order. So since we now have a full document on number 6.
I thought 6 was particularly strong in diversity, and I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
We need some diversity on the board.
We do indeed.
Yes.
They is.
Any other comments on number 6?
Okay.
Motion would be in order?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, motion to advance. There's two yeses and a second. Any further conversation? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? 1. So that's number 6 advances. Then we have number 5. If I'm correct on our bubbles, we have 5 and 2,
five and two
left.
Right.
And we've got, I lost my number, we've got 6.
Four is in the 8th congressional when we passed. Four is already passed.
Yeah.
He's already passed.
Yeah.
We're discussing. I just want to make sure that we know that her husband is on the board. Is that absolutely established?
Oh, will you give us the name of the husband, please? Because I don't seem to recognize the name on the board.
Mr. Van Houten is her husband. I've met them as a couple.
Okay, so you
have that. He's not.
His term is not expiring or anything like this.
Well, there's only 4 who are expiring.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think what.
And 2 have reapplied, and the other 2 are. Do we have? I think it's David
Wilson or Brandel.
Yeah. So it is. He is not expiring.
And on the list of current board members, the addresses are the same.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
So they're either married or living together.
Either way.
In a way, it's not good.
Yeah.
Just so it causes conflict. Believe me.
Are we giving her a chance? Are we prejudging her?
Well, that's. That gets to Tim's question about are we bringing in information beyond the application.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me just do this. Let's do one quick thing. If you didn't know that fact, would have you advanced her?
Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Sure, Nancy.
If you knew her and her work, are you allowed to bring that information in? I mean, we're kind of taking a judicial stance here that, you know, we are not prejudiced, and I would say that some of these applicants are known to us personally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that influences us. And so in a similar fashion, I'm using, if we have this information, Why aren't we using it?
No, the chair's ruled that we can do more than the applications to this, so let's go ahead.
I think it's critical information.
I'd like to inject that the Minsky system does have a policy about spouses working together in departments.
That's true.
And so it's because I know being a dean, we had to look at some situations in our school. We had like a husband and wife in the same department, or a dean and his wife in the same school. And so that had to be retroactive after the whatever. But anyway, they did pass some kind of policy about this. And so if they pass it for us, it should be passed for them, okay?
Well, are we setting policy for us?
Saying it should be applicable to being on the board.
Well,
there's one possible way out of this, and that is we could provisionally advance or not advance her and ask for legal and check that out.
Mr. Chair, I move we ask for legal counsel on number five.
I'll second the motion.
And if because we won't meet again, can we say we will? How many are in favor of advancing her if legal counsel approves the message? How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How many are opposed to advancing her? Well, it's a moot issue.
Yeah, that's right. It's
not advanced. So. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then number two.
I was a yes and no.
I have a yes. Yes.
Really? I have a yes.
We've got room for eight. So.
Wells Fargo guy.
Yeah, it was kind of a dummy, but I like the looking background.
Yeah. And we have ample room
in the
schedule.
I move we advance number two.
Is there a second?
Number three. Two. Yeah.
Two. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? We have our candidates selected.
Wow.
I'm worried about doing this in a record. We advanced both, just to make sure, we advanced both 1 and 17 for the 8th district. Is that correct?
No.
Wrong file. Mm.
She should keep you.
Not the number one.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely no. No way.
We advanced 4, 11, and 13 for the 8th district.
Yes.
We advanced both 14 and 15 for the 1st district.
Yes.
And we advanced 2, 6, 9, 10, 12, 18 and 19.
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Yep, that's
so that's a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. We have a luxury, I think, and that is we can do it in 2 days.
Yes. Absolutely.
Yep.
Fabulous.
So the question is, which two of
which
the three?
Which 2 days? Oh, so then I can bring my calendar.
Mr. Chair, would it be possible to keep the dates as we have them, or waiting to Friday?
That's one option.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
7 and 8.
We were holding 7, 8, and 9. Give ourselves a Friday and do 7 and 8 for our interviews?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, do 7 and 8.
That
would be fine.
That gives you Friday back home?
Yes.
Or
taxes.
How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. So 7 and 8 it is. Yes, Carl?
What time do you start?
8 a.m.
8 a.m. So 8 a.m. We schedule them
every hour.
Every hour.
It's 60 minutes But the interview is 50 minutes, so we get a 10-minute break.
You get a 10-minute break in between.
For that good coffee.
Yeah. March 7th. So what and what we'll do then, we'll do 8 on the first day, 4 on the morning of the second day, take a lunch, and then our vote.
Vote, right. Mm-hmm.
So, and normally, if this is like any other, the vote goes fairly quickly, and you might be out of here by 3 o'clock.
We use it, too.
Yeah, yeah. Particularly since we've got a smaller number to the district. I never thought I'd say this, Carl, but thanks to the AFL-CIO, you made it simpler for us. No, not that it's any of our business, but how are things going?
Where do we go?
I have a meeting on Friday, which we have had applications.
Okay.
Meeting Friday to do this.
Okay.
I think we have 6 apps.
Yeah. Well, not too surprised.
Yes. Can I ask you a question? I'm confused. I thought Louise Lundgren was the labor representative, or isn't she?
Well, that's what I don't know. I don't know if the governor's going to consider Louise the labor rep.
Oh.
And all this is for nothing. I don't know what the governor's going to consider.
We are advised by legal counsel that because of the legislation, the statute, the AFL-CIO still has to choose in 2010 whether the governor says, you know, you can have one, you can have four, if he said, you know, update.
So Louise is going to stay no matter what, because it's
right.
Yeah. Term.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
So if the government considers her the labor rep, then all of the AFL-CIO goes.
And then
you can't, and it's not just
and then
limited
are we short
to one rep.
A rep, because we're only
why
sending
Miami
forward
right
three.
Down to that key.
Oh, yes.
He can pick anybody
yeah,
he wants, or
he
can pick two out of our at large,
yeah.
Or
okay.
Two.
Something.
Yeah,
we should take any of our
as we well know.
Yeah,
right.
She does. Yeah.
Okay, now our next next assignment is to have volunteers to nominate, to congratulate and invite the interviewees. We've had a tradition that we'd like to have members of the TCAC do that. So let me go through and see if by any chance you know anybody. From the district. I would be happy to do Duane Benson.
I would be happy to do Kurt Fisher.
Okay.
Burns up. I'll do Janet Moore, I think. Oh, she's the at large.
That's okay. Let's do them in order. With Dwayne and Dean took Curtis. Then
John did.
Sorry. Edward Anderson from Aiken. Anybody nearby or?
I'll.
Okay, Yvonne. Tom Rainier, Duluth.
Oh, I'd love to call him, but I feel selfish doing that.
Do
it. I mean, Yvonne knows him, too. I'd love to call Tom. I think he's...
Okay, call Tom.
Excuse me.
Joanne Roach
yep.
is in there, too.
Yours is Edward. Skipped number
11.
11?
Oh, 11, I'm sorry.
And I'll do 11.
Okay, yeah. Nancy?
Answer.
You're getting this down?
And I'm calling Tom, too, Billy.
Good. That's okay.
Oh, goodness. We only have
John Knight?
I'll take John.
Okay, yeah, Earl. Fanny Prim.
Where's John?
Yeah.
Number
now
two.
Now you can refer to them by their names because they're finalists.
They're finalists. Now we've transitioned. So, Fanny Prim.
Well, I'll call her if no one else. I can take two. Sure.
Okay.
Do you have to know him?
No.
Okay,
no.
Well, I'll call somebody if you all want me to, but I thought you had to
know.
No.
Okay.
I'll take number 9.
Number 9, okay.
Who should I call?
Lisa? I'll do number 10.
And okay.
Would you say you I'm taking two. Somebody else say anything?
No, you do.
You're doing
two.
Two.
Okay, I'm doing
yep.
two.
Sorry,
where are we? Do we Janet, okay. And then Kevin Manbeck. Anybody? Eden Prairie?
No.
Carl? Okay. Julie Booner. Okay, Marilyn.
You called me.
And Jesse Besky Gomez.
I'll take Jesse.
Okay.
Oh. And then can we just. Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Can we review, please, what I'm telling my
it's
candidate?
We have a.
Okay.
It's in.
Thanks.
Okay.
There's a pink sheet. That is the script.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now let me go through
it. Find yours.
And should we take off the last date, the 9th?
Yeah.
You know you're a genius.
Edit the pink slip to say the 9th. It'll be the 7th or the 8th.
Got it.
Okay. Now, we also need volunteers for the reference checks. Which is a little more of a task. And one simple rule is those who volunteer to contact could also be the volunteers to do that.
Yeah, that would be easy. I'll do it. Sure.
That makes more sense.
Okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How many reference checks do they have?
I'll do Chris
Rock.
Who's they have? Dick Rush.
They give either three or four.
Yeah,
everybody
was different.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
I recall from last time, we were encouraged to check not only references that were provided by the candidate, but also go off that list and maybe someone who's on a work history or someone who's not actually on the list. That's my recollection. I just wanted to confirm that was other people's recollection as well.
I did do that with
them. Yeah.
You have a guide, too, in your packet.
Excellent. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Oh, that would have been nice to have. Comes from Russia. Okay?
That's right.
So, the interviews. Yes.
If anyone has multiple people that they don't want me to call all of them, I'm also more than happy to help call.
Okay.
For references.
Okay. So noted. All right. Now,
do you want to be on the list for good references?
Okay. Interviews. Procedure details. Normally, what we try to do is we try to make it very conversational. We tend to fall into a pattern of asking the same person to sort of ask their own questions, but we've decided not to do a scripted set of questions. So we do it as they come up, and I just recognize we ask them to make an opening statement. Normally 3 to 5 minutes restating their interest in serving, and then we just simply go around the table. I recognize them and recognize the people, and they don't have really time for questions to us. So this is more one way, and we really try to get into what they think. Very appropriate that if you have questions from their application, you can explore anything that you want to explore. And the only thing we try to do is make sure that we're very courteous, where they're volunteering and taking time. And we'll get sort of organized at the beginning of the day. The first interview will probably be about 8:15, or 8:10, and we'll start at 8. Okay?
We have some questions that may serve as a guide.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We can share you with some of those questions.
I can email those questions out.
That would be nice.
Yep.
And we can still have some
right. We also, I don't know if you mentioned this. This is the current demographics of the board is in your board. This is the same thing that the regents looked at, and we're not highly diverse by race.
No.
We're a little more, but not even, by gender. And we have a tendency to be Twin Cities oriented.
Yeah.
Even with the district representation. So It's just something to have in the back of your mind as we think about the diversity piece. And again, remembering that we just forward a panel and we're not controlling the final decision maker. Okay. Is there anything else that you need? Nancy?
Who's going to tell the no's? I mean, we're going to be calling people and saying yes. Is there a timeline in terms of sensitivity in notifying the people who we are not putting forward?
We generally just mail a letter for the not putting forward, but it might be good if you call those you're putting forward to within the next couple of days, because a press release will probably go out.
Oh,
but after
okay.
I get the letter out. And so I think it's not until after the interviews. You generally, I believe the TCAC, generally have called after the interviews if they don't go forward to the governor.
Oh,
but
no.
At this
oh.
stage, we send a letter.
Send a letter to the ones that we've
okay.
that declined.
You're sending
state.
The letter.
Right.
Okay. And we can start calling these... we're putting forward right away.
Right away.
So we can call now.
And I would urge that you try to get that done this week.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Right.
I know.
By Saturday.
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And
by the end of the week.
This is
later than the end of the week, though.
I've never thought about this, so I'm just blurting here. It may very well be that this is the happy news. You can feel comfortable even leaving on voicemail if you want.
Oh, that was the question I was going to.
Yeah, I think you can for the ones accepted, and then urge them to call you back if they have any questions. But anything else? We're in room. The room is set up for 300 north, two floors down. And will we get also parking? And get parking. There is a per diem for today, so if you fill out the form, give it to me, we can sign them. Anything else?
Okay.
Yes, Lisa.
I got a parking pass for that lot. Do I have to pay for that, or does the pass take care of that? Thank you.
Yep. And will we get passes for the 2 days? Okay. We'll look your mail for the 2 days. Anything else for the good of the order?
I'm just going to check if we come up the night before. Do we get do the lodging cover?
We have to.
Because it's going to be an 8 o'clock start. So.
You can't get it.
I don't know.
We're
miles
away.
Yvonne, I think you'll make your plane.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Good. Great.
Yes,
thank you.
Motion in order to adjourn?
So moved.
Good meeting.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
I got a little spoiled. Get on the freeway to get to work.